From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Memorial Day weekend used to mean a three-day getaway or at least a trip to the mall. Now, spiraling gas prices have disencouraged many family vacations, and a lot of people apparently have decided they do not need another cotton sweater. Still, in the middle of bad economic times, one retailer, The Gap, has managed a 40% increase in first quarter profits. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, how did Gap do it?
Well, Alex, it managed to reduce inventory and cut costs. Gap's inventory was down 17% per square foot at the end of the first quarter. And what that means is the Gap thought ahead. It knew sales were going to be weak, and they were. So it didn't have to dramatically mark down clothes that weren't selling in order to move merchandise out the door because it didn't have too much stuff sitting on the racks in the first place. And it also managed to trim marketing costs and other expenses this quarter.
What about sales?
Yes. What about sales? Well, sales were actually down. Gap sales were down for the 15th straight quarter. So a lot of analysts don't think that 40% uptick is going to be sustainable. Now, Gap is made up of three stores. Most of us are familiar with them. You've got Old Navy, Gap, and Banana Republic. And Old Navy carries the least expensive stuff. Next comes Gap, and then Banana is like the accessible luxury store. And you might think in this economy, when discounters are doing well, that Old Navy sales would be up. But Old Navy sales were down 17%. Howard Davidowitz is a retail consultant. He runs Davidowitz and Associates in New York, and he says those Old Navy sales numbers are a problem.
Old Navy has lost about 30% of its market share in the last 5 years. So if Gap keeps going the way it's going away. It's being beat up by more nimble and sharper competitors, and the customers are voting with their footsteps and not going into Gap, period.
Now, the company acknowledged times are tough. Gap's chairman, Glenn Murphy, on a conference call, called this undoubtedly one of the most difficult retail environments in recent history or memory, and I don't think he would get too much argument there.
So if people are not shopping at the Gap, where are they shopping? Is someone doing well?
Yeah, Alex, some retailers, a few of them are standing out, and not just the discounters. J. Crew, Urban Outfitters, Lululemon, these are brands that are resonating with consumers. They're focused, and according to analysts, they stand for something in the consumer's eyes, and the clothes are pretty good, too. It's funny, I spoke to an NPR staffer today. He told me he does most of his shopping at The Gap, and he likes basic stuff, normal colors and khakis, and I think that that's what Gap used to be known for. Now, it's maybe trying to be a little bit of everything to everyone, every age group. And a lot of analysts say Gap has got to get back to that strategy of basics instead of trying to be all things to all people.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.